This recording is provided by the Allen County Public Library's audio reading service. It is specifically designed for and directed to people with visual, physical, learning, language, or other disabilities and conditions that prevent them from reading printed materials.
Independent testers at Consumer Reports research hundreds of products and share their results to help you get the best value for your consumer dollar. Join us for Consumer Reports, now on your audio reading service.
Welcome. This is Consumer Reports, and I'm your reader, Lori, with the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Today I'll be reading from Consumer Reports, the May-June 2026 issue by Consumer Reports. And now I'll begin with How to Clean Practically Anything, the Best and Worst Cleaning Wipes. Multi-purpose cleaning wipes can be handy for quick household touch-ups, like banishing toothpaste spatter from a bathroom counter or wiping down the kitchen table after breakfast. But not all of the wipes we tried were winners. In our tests, some struggled with tougher grime, failing to fully remove sticky jam or dried Sirocco from a quartz countertop. The editor's choice was the Method All-Purpose Cleaning Wipes, $6.69, 10 cents per wipe. These 7 by 7.5-inch wipes are thicker than most, so they can scrub tougher messes like jam stuck on a stovetop with ease. They also left fewer streaks than several of the wetter wipes we tried and are the least expensive of the bunch. The runner-up, Tub of Towels Heavy Duty Cleaning Wipes, $16.99, 19 cents per wipe. They're big, 10 by 12 inches, and durable. In our tests, one wipe could quickly remove gunk from a quartz countertop, be folded over, and then used again elsewhere. Nice dispenser, but just okay. The BM All-Purpose Wipes, $27 for a three-pack, which was 15 cents per wipe. BM Wipes, 6.5 by 7 inches, are sold in refill packs, which you insert into a sturdy, attractive plastic dispenser. $25 sold separately. But the wipes couldn't clean tough spills, the Sirocco, and left some streaks. Two to skip, Aunt Fanny's All-Purpose Cleaning Wipes, $8.69, 25 cents per wipe, and the Pink Stuff, the Miracle Biodegradable Multi-Purpose Cleaning Wipe, $6.22, 9 cents per wipe. Both of these products underperformed. We needed more than one wipe to remove most messes, and both left behind soapy residue and big streaks. Our next article is Gas Pellet and Charcoal Grills. Summer sales can be a great time to get a deal on a new grill, if you know what to look for. Gas grills remain the gold standard for customers, with mid-size models offering the best intersection of durability and value. The next grill below, for example, is a Consumer Reports Smart Buy for only $550. But if you can spend more, our experts advise looking for gas models with an infrared burner like the Napoleon below. That newer feature provides the concentrated heat needed to sear meats perfectly. Love big smoky flavors? Opt for a pellet or charcoal model instead. Regardless of style, pick a grill with a heavy gauge stainless steel or cast aluminum cook box, which resists rust better than thin painted steel and heats evenly in our tests. To fire up your search, check out our top picks here. For gas mid-sized, the Napoleon Rogue. It had a overall score of 77, cost $1,080. The next grill, 720 1046, which you can buy at the Home Depot, had an overall score of 75, cost $550. The Weber Genesis overall score 75, cost $829. For a pellet grill, Traeger Ironwood 650, overall score 82, cost $1,235. Camp Chef Woodwind, overall score 76, for a cost of $1,150. Z Grillsmaster Pellet, overall score 74, cost $609. For a charcoal grill, Char Griller Gravity, overall score 82, you can find it at Lowe's, $800. Captiva Designs 34-inch barrel, overall score 75, cost $300. Grill Fest, overall score 72, $120. Our next article is on recalls. Recalled Toyota Highlander SUVs. Toyota is recalling over 500,000 model year 2021 to 2024 Highlander and Highlander hybrid SUVs because their second row seat backs may not latch properly during adjustment, preventing the seat backs from locking into position and putting passengers at a higher risk for injuries, especially in a high-speed crash. What to do? Toyota dealerships will replace the return springs in the recliner assemblies with improved ones free of charge. You can call Toyota at 800-331-4331. The campaign number is 26V128. Toyota's numbers for this recall are 26TB06 and 26TA06. Another recall, Angry Orange Enzyme Stain Removers. Thrasio is recalling about 1.5 million Angry Orange Enzyme Stain Removers because they may be contaminated with bacteria, posing a risk of infection for people with weakened immune systems or underlying lung disease, or those using external medical devices. The products were sold in multiple bottle sizes and scents and were sold at Home Depot, Staples, Target, TJ Maxx, Walmart, and other retailers nationwide, as well as online at Amazon. AngryOrange.com, Chewy.com, Target.com, and Walmart.com from March 2019 through December 2025 for about $4 to $60. What to do? Stop using the product. For a refund, write recalled and your initials on the bottle with a permanent marker. Then take a photo and email it to productrecall@angryorange.com. Another recall, Kirkland Signature Valdobian Prosecco. F&F Fine Wines International, doing business in Ithaca Wines, is recalling about 941,400 bottles of Kirkland Signature Valdo Biodine Prosecco Superiors sold at Costco because the glass bottles can break, posing a laceration hazard. The Kirkland Signature Prosecco bottles were sold at Costco stores in parts of the Midwest from April through August 2025 for about $8 per bottle. What to do? Do not open the bottle. Dispose of it carefully in your household trash. Then email Ithaca Wines at customercare@ithacawines.com for information on how to receive a full refund from Costco. Another recall, Ozark Trail Tabletop Camping Stoves. Walmart is recalling about 201,000 Ozark Trail Tabletop T-Burner Butane Camping Stoves because they can explode or catch fire, posing burn and fire hazards. The stoves were sold at Walmart stores nationwide and at Walmart.com from March 2023 through October 2025 for about $8 to $45. What to do? Stop using the stove. Return it to any Walmart store for a refund. Or call Walmart at 800-925-6278 or go to corporate.walmart.com/recalls. Another recall, Frigidaire Mini Fridges. Curtis International is recalling about 330,000 Frigidaire Mini Fridges because the compressor can overheat, smoke, catch fire, or ignite nearby materials, posing fire and burn hazards. They were sold at Target stores nationwide and online at Target.com from January 2020 through October 2023 for about $30. What to do? Stop using the fridge, unplug it, and cut its power cord. Then write recall on the unit's front door. Call Curtis International at 888-727-0198 or email recall@curtix.com for a full refund or free replacement. Another recall, King Pavoni Adult Portable Bed Rails. King Pavoni is recalling about 81,050 adult portable bed rails because they violate the mandatory safety standard for adult portable bed rails. When the rails are attached to a bed, users can become entrapped, also posing an asphyxiation hazard that could lead to injury or death. The bed rails also lack required warning labels. The products were sold on Amazon from June 2024 through May 2025 for $30 to $85. What to do? Stop using the bed rail and remove it from the bed. Call King Pavoni at 888-281-8150 or email service@kingpavoni.com for a full refund or free replacement. The next article is on tech. It's easy to take your electronic devices for granted. That is, until they quit working. Who could go a week without a smartphone, laptop, TV? Even headphones can be critical to navigating modern life, especially if you travel. Fortunately, certain brands value reliability as much as you do, and here's how to find them. For headphones, the life expectancy is 3 to 4.5 years. Trouble spots, connectivity, and battery life. Headphones used to be simple devices with simple reliability requirements, Handle them with care. Don't yank the cord and don't step on the phones themselves, and they'll likely last a long time. That changed with the advent of wireless headphones, especially tiny earbuds designed for walking and exercising. But despite the increased complexity, today's options have proved to be quite hardy. Of the headphones purchased between 2018 and 2024 by our members, 79% are described as very reliable. Dig a little deeper, though, and over the ear models, 84% earn that distinction more often than earbuds, only 73%. Among noise-canceling models, budget brands like Anker and M-POW and performance-oriented brands like Boss, Sennheiser, and Bauer and Wilkins earn top reliability scores. Apple's noise-canceling AirPods receive only second-tier grades. Among non-noise-canceling models, Beyer Dynamics, Grado, and Sheik are brands that get a top grade. Only Skullcandy and Shacks are brands that get a top grade. Skullcandy ends up with an unfavorable grade in that category. Noise-canceling headphones brand reliability. Anker, Boyes, Bowers & Wilkins, Sennheiser, Shakes, and Sony, Audio-Technica, AKG, by Harman and Empow. Apple, Raycon, Beats by One, John's Platonics, One Move, Bang and Oaklefin, JBL, Samsung, and Taze, Cowen, J-Lab, Audio, Monoprice, Skullcandy, and Amazon. Top picks from Reliable Brands, Wireless Headphones, Noise Cancellations, Bowers and Wilkins, and Bose Quiet Comfort Ultra Headphones. Wired Headphones, Non-Noise Canceling, Audio Techno, ATM, and Grando RS2s. Wireless Earbuds, Noise Canceling, Audio Technica ATH, Sennheiser Axiom True Wireless, and Bose Quiet Comfort Ultra Earbuds. The next one is laptops. The life expectancy, 5 years. Trouble spots, declining battery life, slow processing speed, and slow startup speed. As devices go, today's portable computers are pretty rugged. Only 3% of the laptops and Chromebooks cited by members in our most recent survey were discarded because of reliability issues, and problems that did arise were often fixable, as nearly as 6 to 10 broken laptops were taken in for repair. For those who prioritize durability, Apple and LG earn top marks for both reliability and owner satisfaction. Microsoft, Razer, and Samsung hold up well too, though their owners aren't as satisfied with the models they purchased. On the flip side, models from Gateway and Alienware scored so low on reliability that we cannot recommend those brands. So laptop reliability. Apple and LG were the highest, then Razer, Samsung, and Microsoft. Third, Lenovo, HP, ASUS, Acer, MSI, Dell, and Framework. And lastly, Gateway and Alienware. So the top picks from reliable brands, Apple MacBook Air with M4 processor had a reliability score of 97, the cost $925. The LG Gram Pro had a reliability score of 89, cost $1,846. Well, that's all the time we have for today. This has been Lori with Consumer Reports. I hope you've enjoyed today's reading from the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library.
You are listening to Audio Journal, part of the Massachusetts Audio Information Network. Thanks for listening. We have more programming coming up next.
And now, medical myths and facts with Dr. Richard Curtis.
Obesity is increasingly recognized not simply as a weight issue, but as one of the major biologic drivers of chronic disease in modern medicine. And one of the most intriguing emerging concerns is its relationship to cancer. Researchers now estimate that obesity is associated with increased risk for more than a dozen cancers, including colon cancer, pancreatic cancer, liver cancer, endometrial cancer, kidney cancer, esophageal cancer, and postmenopausal breast cancer. Excess adipose tissue is not biologically inactive. It functions almost like an endocrine organ, producing inflammatory cytokines, altering insulin signaling, increasing estrogen production, and promoting metabolic dysfunction. One of the key pathways involves hyperinsulinemia and insulin resistance. Elevated insulin and IGF-1 signaling may stimulate cellular proliferation and reduce normal apoptosis, creating an environment that may favor tumor development. Chronic low-grade inflammation also appears to play a major role. That is why recent interest has exploded around whether major weight reduction could lower cancer risk, particularly with the rise of GLP-1 and related medications such as Ozempic, Wegovy, and Zepbound. A recent large observational study published in the journal Diabetes, Obesity, and Metabolism drew attention because it suggested that patients treated with GLP-1-based therapies appeared to have lower rates of several obesity-associated cancers compared with some other diabetic treatment groups. The findings generated major excitement because they raised the possibility that these drugs may do more than simply reduce glucose and body weight. They may potentially alter inflammatory and metabolic pathways linked to carcinogenesis. However, it is important to interpret these studies carefully. Most current evidence is observational, rather than randomized cancer outcomes data. Patients who lose weight often improve many health behaviors simultaneously, making causation difficult to prove. We also still need longer-term follow-up to understand durability of evidence and whether effects differ among specific cancers. At the same time, these drugs are transforming how physicians think about obesity itself. Historically, obesity was often framed primarily as a lifestyle issue. Increasingly, medicine recognizes obesity as a chronic biologic disease involving appetite regulation, neurohormonal signaling, gut-brain pathways, metabolism, and genetics. The implications may be enormous. If substantial sustained weight reduction lowers not only diabetes and cardiovascular risk, but also future cancer incidence, we may eventually look back at this period as a major turning point in preventive medicine. But there are also broader societal questions. These medications are expensive. Access remains unequal. Long-term safety and maintenance strategies are still evolving. And physicians are now confronting practical questions such as how long patients should remain on therapy and whether stopping treatment reverses many of the benefits. So the larger story is not merely about weight loss drugs. It is about a growing understanding that metabolism, inflammation, cancer biology, and aging are deeply interconnected, and that modifying these pathways may reshape preventive medicine over the next decade.
Are you having difficulty with your eyesight? Are you losing your vision? Are you afraid of what comes next? If you're blind or visually impaired, contact Mass Commission for the Blind to find out if you're eligible to register for services. Learn new skills to reclaim your independence. Call 1-800-392-6450 or visit mass.gov/MCB. That's 1-800-392-6450.